If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ally?
Are you ready?
I love Klein and Ally, you little bitch.
Klein and Ally, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ally?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Beautiful Klein and Ally show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. How the hell goes it? I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Morning.
One of us is pregnant. The other one's eating for two. That is DJ Omar Khan right there. He is the audio sniper. Of course, you got Postmaster Johnny and producer Vanessa in the back taking the calls at 800-520-1067. And then you got Jake the Nerd, a man that was on a very long sexual dry spell, but apparently spent the night at a lady's house last night.
Yeah.
So he felt the need to work that into every conversation he's had with us this morning.
Man, I'm so tired and disheveled.
I didn't drive here from my house, if you know what I'm saying.
It's 10 minutes closer than my other place.
I didn't sleep in the shack last night. You picking up what I'm putting down? Yeah, Jake, we got it. We're all really happy for
it. Let me tell you more about
it. No, that's okay. That's a lot of details. I'm sure we'll get to it later this morning. The dumb off continues today. It's round two of that. We have another big announcement in less than an hour. Another little show that K-Rock is putting on, and we'll tell you all about it. That's going to be very cool, and we can't wait to tell you about it, then get you into it. And, of course, more tickets to our Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the Clam Slam.
Is there a reason you're sweaty?
You know what, Allie? There is.
Is that oil?
There is a reason. Now, I did get my ears taken care of after the show yesterday. They pulled out a softball size of earwax out of pretty much both ears.
Klein sent us a picture. It was fascinating.
And that was only...
I wish I
had taken a picture of the first stuff that he took out of there. I couldn't hear anything yesterday. My ears were so impacted with wax. And then I went and I saw the guy after the show, and Allie heard me trying to get in with anyone that would clean these out. And most of the places, I mean, the amount of places I called that, quote, are professional ear places in Southern California, and I would say, do you guys clean earwax out? And they go, oh, no, we don't do that gross job. And then they'd hang up on me. I mean, I called places called the ear clinic, the ear doctor, the ear guy. And so many ear places, and they don't even deal with the ears.
Yes, but it was also funny that Klein would call a place and be like, yeah, can you see me today? And they're like, let me check my schedule. And you're like, where are you located? West Hills? Never mind. It's a little far.
A lot of the places were not very convenient. But the guy...
He used to be on my way home and at the exact time I want to come in.
When I went in and got my ears looked at, he said, you have a lot of stuff in here other than wax. And I said, yeah, well, I put a bunch of olive oil in there to try to get up there. And he goes... Most of my business now as a doctor is dealing with idiots that see things on TikTok and then attempt to do it in their kitchen and then make the problem much worse and then have to come in for me to solve the original problem and the new problem.
And what did you say?
I said, yeah, it sucks for those people.
And he goes, I'm glad I'm not them.
He goes, you're one of them. And I go, oh, yeah, am I?
Did he ask you what you did?
Oh, yeah. Everything I did was wrong yet again. And so
you did several things.
Yeah, I said I put hydrogen peroxide in there, olive oil in there, over-the-counter drops in there, salt water,
oof,
bunch of stuff. He says it sounds like you were making a recipe more than trying to solve your problem.
But he went in there
to use basically one of those, you know, when you go like to one of them fancy toilets, it'll spray your ass open?
Yeah, it's like a flush power washer.
He did that for my ear pretty much.
Yeah,
power
feels good,
wash,
doesn't it?
Yeah, felt great. Yeah. And then he went in there with a vacuum, sucked it all out.
Cool.
All of a sudden, I can hear again. So here I am, back together. Now I can finally hear your stories today.
Oh, no.
I may put the wax back in. I may put the wax back in at some point.
Get the olive oil.
We have, as we mentioned, another round of the Dumb Off. Today, it's Allie's turn on the hot seat. She'll be battling DJ Omar Khan in the Dumb Off.
Yesterday,
Johnny won his round, and by won, we mean loss. So he'll be moving on. Who will match him? We'll find out today. The Klein Alley Show. Everyone would agree on the text line, Allie, that Klein looks extra oily today. I don't know what's going on. I maybe put too much in my body. So
it's seeping out of your pores.
It's just me now. Just an oily guy.
I don't know. I thought you like ran here.
I ran to work today. Let's go with that story.
Don't say anything.
That makes me more respectful. Yeah, that's right. There's now a new guy that's biking to work every day, and he... Yeah,
there is?
Yeah, there's a guy used to bike to work every day.
Does he bring the bike inside the building?
No, but he's real sweaty and he's holding his clothes and wearing his bike clothes.
Does he wear those shoes that click?
He wears the click shoes.
The click
and
shoes.
I think that's another.
Does he have the helmet that's like pointing in the back?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, no way. Yep. That's cool. Yeah.
That makes you
so aerodynamic.
Extra fast.
Not cool, but I think that's another.
I wonder if he shaves his legs too.
They did not appear to be shaved yesterday when I encountered him, but boy, he was, you were talking about someone that looks sweaty. Even I look sweaty. Yeah, I'll tell you who it is, but it's a new person. He said it's a new thing he's trying this week.
Just this week?
Yeah, and I feel like you need to have a vote in the office. If you're going to be one of those bike to work people, I think the office needs to be able to vote and say yes or no, depending on how sweaty you appear.
Yeah, I know. Well, and then are you going downstairs to, shower and all that stuff,
no,
or you're just going straight to the desk?
It seemed like he was just going straight in, covered in sweat. So that's why I feel comfortable like this.
And when he's biking, he's going, this is worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is better. So, better than driving.
You make us all feel bad about ourselves. You understand there's a technology called cars, and it's replaced the bicycle as the best way to get places. So,
yeah, four wheels is better than two.
Save that for the weekends when, we're not going to judge ourselves for driving in like lazy a-holes. Anyway, if you want Allie's money, now's a good time to call and claim it. 800-520-1067. Other people want other things from us. I get it.
Yeah, I heard that guy, that last caller at yesterday's show. His birthday was the 4th. Mine's the 3rd, the actual day of the little shindig. Yeah, I would love to go. I'm going to try to get tickets. I can't call. I think you heard me already. I can't call from my phone, so I'm going to go get a burner phone.
This guy's going out to get a burner phone just to try to win tickets to our endless summer kegger.
Tomorrow morning and just keep trying and trying and trying. I really was excited to meet all you guys. I listen to you almost every morning on YouTube and just... be amazing to just get there and to have fun at the end of summer, right before Labor Day. My birthday always falls on Labor Day weekend, so do nothing but want to celebrate it with you guys.
Well, we have tickets multiple times today, so you can join us at the Endless Summer Kegger that we announced yesterday, also known as the Clam Slam unofficially, and that'll be happening at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach on September 3rd with Slightly Stupid, and we'll give you some tickets to win your way into that a little bit later this morning on the show.
Yeah, and if you know us at all, we're not giving priority to people who have birthdays on September 3rd. We give priority to people with groin injuries, clearly.
Yeah, yesterday was a woman who hurt her groin at a swingers pool party, okay? She'll be there, and, so that's... And also,
she earned it.
She also the guy that hurt himself arm wrestling another guy. They'll be there. But, I appreciate it's your birthday, and we'd love to hang out with everyone, and hopefully we can get all of you there. So keep listening for your chance to win your way in later this morning. Right now, though, it's Allie's money, and if you want it, call us, 800-520-1067. That is next. News happening in the world. Can't possibly keep up with everything. Allie tries during the ADD news throughout the show, but we'd like to quiz and see just how prepared she is to deliver the news, and does she have any credibility with the listeners of this fine radio station? And the answer is, some days yes, and other days very much no. And if you are better than Allie and know more about the news than she does, the very least we can do is force her to give you some of her money.
It always makes me a little sad when people say, you are the only source of news that I have. It is just slightly above TikTok.
It's terrible, and when people say, I heard it on K-Rock, you know already that they have questionable taste, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily wrong. This morning, Diana would like to challenge you for your money. She's calling from Echo Park. Good morning, Diana.
Hi, good morning.
Once again, Allie will leave the K-Rock studios and sequester herself. You get a chance to answer these questions first. I really hope that you do better than Allie so she can give you some money. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Allie's out of here. Your round will officially begin. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Question number one. States are seeking exactly how much money from Meta over, quote, alleged harm to kids. There's a combined lawsuit, I guess, now. And exactly how much money are states that are involved in this seeking from Meta?
$20
billion. $20 billion. Why not? It's Meta. Just make up numbers. They've got it. Question two. CHP did a routine traffic stop the other day, and they found someone that had $817,000 worth of what inside of their car during a routine traffic stop? What was it?
I'm gonna go with meth.
Meth. All right. Question number three. Disney is suing what government agency right now?
The FCC.
FCC. We go to question number four. There was a missing jet skier that was missing for north of 12 hours. There has been an update in the search for the missing jet skier. What is the update as of this morning?
They found a piece of the body.
Found a piece of the body. All right.
Yeah.
And we go to this final question now as we're getting closer and closer to the start of a new NFL season. Which country will the Los Angeles Rams be kicking off their NFL season in?
Oh my God. Australia?
All right. Write that down. And let's bring Allie back in. Score together. Once again, every day the questions change. It's all technically about the news. Allie's paid lots of money to people just for calling in and playing. And if you are on the phone now, didn't get through, or didn't even bother to call, don't worry. You'll have chances to win other stuff from us today, like tickets to Just Like Heaven a little bit later, tickets to our Endless Summer Kegger, and another show that we have not even announced yet that we will be doing at 8 a.m. sharp, plus giving you tickets for that. So that's all to look forward to later this morning. Allie, question one.
Yes.
She's back in the K-Rock studios.
I'm here.
States are currently seeking how much money from Meta over, quote, alleged harm to kids.
Ooh.
A bunch of states are joining in on this now.
Yes.
Saying all the kids are getting harmed because of Meta, and they want how much money?
$600 million.
All right. That seems low. She guessed $20 billion, which seems much higher. The correct answer is states are seeking a combined $1.4
trillion. Oh, damn.
So when you're battling Meta, I think you just say, what's the biggest number we can think of?
110 trillion.
I'll take
we'll go with that.
To infinity and beyond dollars.
Just so even half that?
I think they do.
They'll eliminate the entire company,
think
wouldn't
they? They make they'll sell for half. It's still going to be a lot of money, whatever. Regardless, no one gets the point. Although technically, if we want to play fair here, Diana was way closer. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Diana, you're up 1-0 on Allie. What the hell? Okay. Why not? It's not my money. It's Allie's money. Question two. Earlier this week,
I'm not Mark Zuckerberg.
See, you can, if you win, by the way, I like the sound of that, $1.4 trillion Tuesdays on K-Rock with Allie. CHP pulled over a car during a routine traffic stop, and inside that car, they found $817,000 worth of what?
How about, I guess I'll just go with meth.
She said meth, too. Omar, who is our resident meth head on the show, would tell you that $817,000 worth of meth, that's a lot of meth.
It's good stuff, man.
But I don't know. You'd have to have a much bigger car because the answer is cocaine.
It's
still
higher
value. Yeah. And easier to hide $817,000 worth of cocaine than $817,000. I think that'd be like...
You couldn't put all that in your butt, though, could you?
No. I mean, it sounds like a challenge.
Well, he has two buttholes, so he probably could.
I probably could, yeah. Question number three.
Eat your words.
That's not how eat your words works around here. Question three. Allie's still down one as we go to question three. Disney is currently suing what government agency?
Oh, my God. The FCC?
That's a guess. Good for you. You got that right. I'll tell you who else got it right, though. Diana got it right.
Damn it.
Said the FCC as well. Don't say damn it. FCC doesn't like that word. We go to question four. Allie's still down one with two questions left.
Nah.
There was a missing jet skier.
Missing
for north of 12 hours. There's been an update in the case of the missing jet skier. What is the update?
They found him. He was treading water for 13 hours, and he was he had hypothermia.
2.5 miles off the coast, I guess, went missing in the Long Beach area. They found him Seal Beach, I think, and Allie's right. Luckily, you are not right. She guessed they found body parts. So good guess, Diana, but Allie gets the point on that one. He is alive and well. And now we go to this final question, and we're all tied up. What country are the Los Angeles Rams kicking off their football season in this year?
I believe that would be Australia.
She also said Australia. The correct answer is Rams, Niners in Australia. And that means it ends in a boring-ass tie. God, I had all the faith in the world in you, Diana, and it comes down to that.
No.
So, sadly, what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
My name is Diana, and Allie knows the news.
Someone says Meta is currently worth only $1.49 trillion, so that lawsuit would wipe them out if they
lost. They would just be eliminated? I'd kind of be down with that, to be honest.
So thank you, Diana, for playing. Good news is tomorrow another person will get a chance to win. If you think that the dumb-off only happens during the testing on this show, oh, just wait till you hear what happens next.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Dominic Fike. It's called Baby Doll on K-Rock with your Klein Alley show. Yesterday we talked about the little pool party we had on Friday to celebrate Omar's birthday. Omar didn't show up, but we did have a cake there. We thought we had an ice cream cake there, only to cut into the cake that was taken out of the freezer of a grocery store where they would have ice cream cakes, and realized that it was just a regular-ass cake. And I think everyone's disappointed about that. And you guys, everyone said that they secretly hated it, but...
Well, we all cut into it and saw disappointment in everyone else's
eyes.
Well,
you take a cake out of a box that has freezer burn on the outside of the box, or, you know, frost, those frosty crystals. Your body's expecting ice cream cake. And
which is the best type of cake, hands down.
It's one of the great joys, and I think it's one of those things that holds up. I know a lot of things that are great as a kid, and then when you become an adult, they're like, that's not nearly as cool as it once was. I think ice cream cake kind of holds up, and especially
absolutely.
Hot day, good ice cream cake. And normally, yeah, if I was going to get an ice cream cake, I would go to a Baskin Robbins or a Cold Stone. A lot of people suggested that. You know, the Carvel cakes you can only get at certain grocery stores now because they shut down all those Carvels. So that's what I had thought I had picked up because I've done this a million times before. And a lot of people tell me I don't even know the cost of ice cream cakes, and that should have been my first tip-off. But I did call Ralph's to complain. Listen to this, Al. This is, first of all, a caller telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about.
$30 for an ice cream cake? Where do you shop at?
Yeah.
I just bought one for my daughter's birthday. It was like $60. You gotta up the knowledge on the prices on yourself, man. Anyways, love you guys. If I can get an invite to the party, I'll really appreciate that. If anything,
we'll have invites to our party coming up, and maybe we'll have a real ice cream cake at our endless summer keg.
Yeah, I did think that the going rate for an ice cream, even a small one, is about $50 minimum.
No, because I've gotten ones for my kids, but it depends how big, how many you're trying to feed 60 people, sure, but if you're trying to get a small ice cream cake, $30, you can get an ice cream cake for $30.
I don't know. Where. Maybe you buy them more than I do. Maybe I'm wrong.
But this is what happened yesterday, because you guys said that if I was really upset about it, I should call and complain.
Well, I wanted you to go in and confront them in person, but it's okay. You didn't have time. You had a busy day yesterday.
Yeah, poor Bruiser. My daughter broke her wrist yesterday. So
punching a kid.
She punched a kid who looked at her dirty.
Wow, dude.
So Bruiser went down for the count with a broken wrist.
She didn't bring her brass
knuckles. So I had to go to the urgent care and that whole, so that screwed up my ability to go into Ralph's and complain in person, so I had to make a phone call, and this is what happened. And by the way, everyone's going to mock me for this, because the person clearly doesn't care about my problem. So.
For produce, press 5. For pickup, press 7. To speak to a customer service representative, one moment, please.
complain about an ice cream cake.
They didn't have a special number for that.
They didn't have a number for
but
that.
But once again, you guys think I was calling for money back. I didn't want the money back.
It's the principle.
It's the principle that they need to put a big sticker that says, this is not an ice cream cake. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, you don't want other victims.
Right.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is customer service. I can help you.
Yeah, Heather, I was in there on Friday to pick up a ice cream cake because I was having a really fun pool party. And I got home and...
Why did he have to clarify that?
I already tell
one.
That you're lying.
Yeah.
I wanted her to know what the reason was for the cake.
It was pretty epic. Yeah. There was five people there.
A pool party. And I got home and cut into the ice cream cake, and there was no ice cream in the cake.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
So she's obviously as upset as I was, and as upset as we all were,
she's
right?
obviously lying just like you are.
She seems devastated by
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
I cut into the cake, and there's no ice cream.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5.
What
kind of cake was it?
I think she's trying to find the hang up,
hang up on him in 5, 2, 3, 4. Is she doing a dance class?
She's
there?
Clearly working with someone that's got a much more important issue than my issue. And I'm sure that she's doing something else that matters much more than this. Or she's just waiting. She's going to count until I hang up. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who doesn't care about you? Me. That's what she's trying
to
do.
She's counting her money with that sweet grocery job.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. She's like, yeah, that's right. All this
rolling
money.
In it.
We took all this money from this guy. I thought he was getting ice cream cake. This is all pure profit now. 2 million.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of cake was it?
So I guess you guys have cakes there you keep in the freezer.
Okay.
And so.
Is it the Carvel or the other one over there?
Well, so that's
by the bakery.
So the thing is that I thought it was the Carvel because it was in the freezer, and then when I got home, it even said the inside flavors were chocolate and vanilla. Very misleading. But then you get home, and it's just a regular cake that you guys sell in the freezer.
Okay. And then what was? Let me see. Do you have the receipt for it by any chance?
Yeah, I had the receipt, and we ate about half the cake. But I guess more than a refund, what I was hoping for is maybe some sort of a sticker so that future people don't accidentally buy the cake from the freezer thinking it will be an ice cream cake.
I see.
I see the fact that I regretted not hanging up on you earlier.
Did I already do the 2, 3, 4, 5 bit? Because I, yeah.
So you know, this is so much worse for her because she could just refund you and move on with her day.
And
she's clearly
money.
Very busy.
It's
she wants you want a change in policy.
It's a crazy ass policy. Why are you going to? You said regular cakes in a freezer. How many people? Hundreds a day are probably buying these wrong cakes.
There's no way hundreds of people a day are doing this.
I see. Let me get you over to my supervisor because this is going to be something that the store needs to know.
She's right. It is something the store needs to know.
Everyone needs to know,
and it's a warning to the general public.
Let me make this someone else's problem. Hold on a second.
I can't be the first person that's called with this, right?
I haven't run into this situation before. Thank you.
Okay. So she claims she hasn't personally run into this situation before, but she could be new.
Is she saying thank you to someone?
I think she's faking.
Just like handed her a gun.
She's faking. I got to end it now. Thank you. I think that the reality is, Allie, that she cares about this problem so much so that she wanted to elevate me to the supervisor.
Oh, I see.
I haven't run into the situation before. Thank you. Yeah, this is the first time having the situation be brought to my attention.
Yeah, I would imagine there's probably a lot of people that are like, oh, I got an ice cream cake. Gather around, kids. And then it's just a regular cake.
Yeah. The first I'm hearing. I'm so sorry. But let me get you over to my supervisor, okay?
Thank you.
Give me 1 moment. Thank you.
Now, she proceeds to put me on hold to when I hear this music that we all know far too well because we've all been on hold before. She puts me on hold now. I'm on hold for 17 minutes, Allie.
Oh, good for you.
17 minutes.
And you stuck in there.
And of course. This is what an issue this is.
How can you not with this music?
And after 17 minutes, this is what happens.
Oh!
Just completely disconnected the call.
I think that is such a move that they use, too. Let me transfer you to the supervisor, and then this is going to go nowhere.
Yeah, 17 minutes of that music followed by a busy signal. Yeah.
Oh, we're on to something, man. So it's a racket.
There is no supervisor. Ha! Huh.
This is Big Cake is involved here, and I will be stopping by today to do this in person.
Okay, great. I can't wait. Are you going to ask to speak to the same woman?
I'm going to say this has not been... Yeah, I'm going to say this is a big issue that for the general public. Yeah. It's a public concern is what this is.
I think if you could make a true change and have this never happen, are you going to, you know what you should do is you should get a clipboard and get some signatures.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
And get people to get really excited about this issue.
I will stand by the freezer section where I fell for the cake scam. And I will ask other people if they would also think this was an ice cream cake.
Okay.
Well, you should have stickers made.
And I am going to get a few neon stickers that say, not an ice cream cake, warning.
Yeah, this seems all like a really good use of your time.
It is.
You know what?
The cake going down.
Really expensive.
The sad reality is it is the best use of my time. That's the sad truth. Another big show announcement coming up in about 5 minutes. We will tell you who you'll be seeing and then send you to go see them immediately. That's right. No waiting around. No stalling. We will go ahead and announce the show and then give you tickets. And trust me when I say you'll want to be there. That is coming up. But first, there's this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
They say learning new things helps you live longer. And this guy decided before the summer's over, let me try jet skiing for the first time. If I'm going to try it, might as well be now. And he decided to get together with, I think it was his wife, and they decided it's evening time, sun's going down, but there's no time like the present. Let's get out there, do a couple of laps, and then things went wrong.
Friends tell us they took out jet skis for what was supposed to be a quick lap around the bay Sunday night, but the pair apparently hit a wave and were knocked overboard. The woman was able to get back onto her jet ski and call for help, but her partner, identified as 53-year-old Paul Anthony Carbolito, drifted off without any kind of flotation.
I mean, she didn't put in much effort, right?
She got on the jet ski and she went away.
Right. Because if she's on the jet ski, she could have...
swam to him.
Started back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Search him. Yeah.
Over to... It seems like she was ready to move on.
And you still have your phone in that little compartment?
In that little bag.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm this guy, and I know, luckily he turned up, but I'm thinking, she's going, I don't know, I tried. You're like, did you though? It sounds like you had
It's my first time on a jet ski.
I mean, you were out, you got back on the jet ski.
Well, we know women drivers.
That's right, Jake.
Yeah. Probably no reverse.
The woman was spotted hours later standing on the rocks by the break wall in Long Beach.
Okay.
What? She just stands on the rock?
She had a date.
She found a rock. Yeah.
Another date. Ready to go.
Boyfriend Paul ended up treading water all night long before a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter spotted him 2.5 miles off the coast of Seal Beach.
So I guess it was his girlfriend, not his wife. But the guy had to tread water. Think about how hard it is to tread water. I think about that when we're in the pool treading water, even if for 5 minutes.
Well, he had a life vest on.
No,
though?
He didn't.
He's treading water.
Oh, no life vest.
He said no flotation device. I mean, man. I don't know.
I thought you have to, if you rent a jet ski, you have to wear the... At least
but I don't think they're renting it, because you're not supposed to be out there in the evening like that. They wouldn't rent a jet ski to you at that time.
I can't imagine having to be in that cold water for about 13 hours, just freezing and not knowing where you're at, because it's dark out there. There's no lights. There's no one there.
I mean, you're just pitch black treading water for 13 hours.
That, I think, is ultimate fear, especially with all of the reports of sharks recently and everything else. You're just going, I don't know where when the sun comes up, and that's going to be the longest night of your effing life. You can't sleep. Got to keep treading. You can lay on your back a little bit and float.
I was going to say, maybe you could just float.
A little bit, but once again, I don't know who knows with the waves. I feel like we're still getting crushed with these waves.
So you feel like you have to tread water instead of float, because otherwise you'll just float away? You don't even know where you are.
Yeah, it's the fact they found him.
I mean, yeah, they were looking for him yesterday, and I was thinking, they're never going to find this guy. And then they found him, and he was just alive 2.5 miles off the coast. But they said another few hours, this guy would have been done. Crazy. It seems like more and more people are getting burnt out these days. And of course, it makes sense. We're multitasking more than ever. But now doctors are getting too burnt out. They say that doctors are dealing with staff shortages, heavy caseloads, and it's getting to the point where they are now so burnt out that all they can do is the find it, fix it mode, which means have a person come in, find out their problem, fix it, send it on their way. And the bedside manner is falling by the wayside. They say that now the doctors and the patients all need to find what's called sacred moments of genuine connection between the doctors and their patients to help reinvigorate our relationship and have it be a little bit more meaningful, just so that we can survive a little bit and feel like there's some kind of positivity and connection in this entire burnt out culture.
I do feel that the bedside manner of doctors has, for the most part, gone away completely. And I think that they're just feeling like, I don't have I don't have time to be pleasant. We got to move.
Find it, fix it.
Right. We got to. You're here for a solution. I've got a waiting room full of people. Also,
what do you need, antibiotics? What?
Right. And also, I think the doctors are under the impression that we're all trying to take advantage of them for painkillers.
Well, so we are. No.
Right. And that's the relationship we've had for years. So let's stick
now,
with
why
it.
Why are you being all weird about it now?
Yeah, just leave your pad out and a little pen there and walk away like you didn't see anything. Let us scribble our own little prescription.
I don't know about you, but my doctor is not even really looking at me most of the time.
Well, smart.
And when I'm there, I'm sitting on the little table with
it
my half naked. Yeah, and okay. She's just typing. She's right. Going, okay, and when did that start? Typey, 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 typey. It's right. Like a receptionist.
It's
and
a
I'm
lot
like,
of
what's going on here? Yeah, can't AI take care of this at this point? Why do you have to be typing?
Well, they're all keeping notes on everything, and then they run it. You know, they've got their own system of how they keep track of it. Because that's the other thing is that they're so used to being sued now for medical malpractice and yeah. Everything. They've got to keep track on everything
yeah.
So that you can't go after them.
Patient with wonky boobs in right. For cold.
Didn't look at her. She can't accuse me of being sexual there. I didn't even look at her.
Oasis made millions and millions of dollars by squashing their sibling beef and reuniting for one of the biggest tours in history. Maybe the Buss family can take some advice from them. But now they are ready for more. More shows, more money. Oasis's upcoming schedule for next year is apparently full, according to their managers, with a bunch of outdoor gigs booked mainly in the UK, and more are on the way. They said there is a bigger master plan in place. And if that's not enough, Ozfest is officially coming back. This is also starting off in the UK. It's confirmed for 2027 at Villa Park in Birmingham. And they did say the plan is to have an Ozfest in the US too, but details for that have yet to be revealed.
Very cool. Billy Corgan on with us last year after we lost Ozzy Osbourne, and he said that it was his one wish that Ozfest would continue. And he was talking to Sharon about it, and here we are a year later, and that looks like that is going to be a reality. As it should be. Get into a brand new hour of the show in moments. K-Rock with a major concert announcement and tickets for that concert, all coming up after this on KROQ.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.